Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges, I'm the host, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Welcome to our show. We're really, really glad you're here. We have Daniel Holdings with us, and we have so much to talk about, we're going to have to segment it. We've already decided we'll have to do an interview and a follow-up interview because there's too much to cover, too much going on, but we decided to err on the side of the immediate. And we got into a fascinating pre-air discussion about who's really running the show. And before we join Daniel, I just want to let you know this portion of the interview is brought to you by Noble Gold. And our economy is on the verge of hyperinflation, possible collapse. Regardless, we will come out the other side, those that survive what's coming. And you have to decide, do you want your money in the system and the system will gobble it up in the form of failing banks and so forth? Or do you want to diversify and protect your future going forward? Well, Noble Gold can help you protect your assets. I have entrusted them. I went from advertiser to customer many times over, and I would suggest that you go the route that I did and give Noble Gold a call if you have assets to protect. 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Well, we have a nation to protect. We have a spiritual belief system to protect. And we have the future of our kids to protect. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting our butts kicked. If I were a coach, I'd say we're in the beginning of the fourth quarter and we're down by 20 points. Daniel, welcome to the show. And these indeed are very dire times.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's always good to be with you. And these are very dire times. You and I were talking before we got on the air about some of my fictional books that I wrote a decade ago, and the stuff that we're seeing in the news today is stranger than fiction, my friend. It blows my mind.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It is stranger than fiction. I couldn't sit down and write a scenario like I'm seeing here in real life. I'll give you an example. An old friend of mine contacted me, and he has the bona fides to say what I'm going to tell you. And I told you this off air. He says that some of the vaccine batches are made with AIDS-like material designed to suppress the immune system. And he went into detail on how it happens. And, you know, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, I would have said, that's nutty thinking. But I know it's true. I mean, the unbelievable has become mainstream belief.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned 2 years ago, 5 years ago. It is amazing how events have accelerated over the last couple of years. I mean, they have, you know, those of us that have been part of this community and warning the public for years now, we have been talking about the things that were coming. We're no longer talking about the things that were coming. We're talking about the things that are happening right now. And, you know, you and I were talking about this. Audience, I had the distinct pleasure of being part of the production team for Steve Quayle's new movie, Mega Drought, The Annihilation of the Human Race Accelerates. Folks, if you have not seen that movie, you can get it streaming on Vimeo, or you can order the DVD. It is much more than just about the drought, and Dave Hodges will tell you himself. Uh-huh. But we talk about the globalist plan to kill off a large segment of the human race. And what we're seeing right now, Dave, is that plan in action. And it's interesting to me, one of the things that is in the news today, as a matter of fact, is there is an article that came out that's talking about, because it's the first thing that we talk about in that movie. We talk about the drought and what is causing the drought in the West, not only in the West, but all over the world. And it has to do with atmospheric rivers. These are real things that bring about significant rainfall in various parts of the world. Now, the thing is, there's an article that came out yesterday that talked about how this atmospheric river was just pummeling the Northwest. I mean, they are inundated with water. People running around in canoes and ski-doos and all this other stuff. The point is that that movie, Dave, is so prescient right now. It's so on time. There are things happening in the news that we talk about in that movie. And you've seen the movie, so, I mean, am I exaggerating the point?
No. No, it's the attack upon humanity using natural forces that can be controlled has increased at an exponential rate.
Yeah, it's amazing. But within that movie, some of the scary things that we talk about in the movie are I'm sure you want to go here later, but we talk about how earlier this year, in I want to say January, February, the Russians massed 100,000 troops on the border of Ukraine, threat to invade. The Ukrainians thought for sure they were going to invade, but they pulled back. They were talked out of it, and they pulled back. Dave, what's happening on the border of Ukraine right now?
Well, I got a press release last night that talks about us sending massive amounts of war supplies into Ukraine.
Well, there's 100,000 Russian troops on the border of Ukraine right now.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And in addition to that, just last week, mysteriously, not last week, just a couple of days ago, mysteriously, the surveillance cable to Norway in the Norwegian Sea was mysteriously cut. That surveillance cable is used to detect submarines in the area. And it was cut. Folks, that is the precursor movement, cutting communications and surveillance to all-out war. And now you see the Russians building this mass of troops on the Ukrainian border. The point is that we talk about that very thing in Mega Drought, and so that movie talks about so many things that folks you need to. Get your hands on that movie. You can get it from stevequayle.com. The point is that there's all kinds of things happening. But, Dave, as I have said before, and you agree with me, I think, this is a plan, is it not?
It's the plan for the destruction of humanity. I mean, let's go back in origin for a second. I'm crazy enough to believe that Steve Quayle's right. Genesis 6 produced basically two different bloodlines on this planet when Satan's angels that were defeated were cast down to earth in Genesis 6. And I think what we're seeing here is an outgrowth of that influence where they view us, regular humans, in complete disgust, and they want to do away with us and make this Satan's planet. I think that's really depopulation, I think, has a target. It's called Christians. Regular humans.
Well, it's called humanity in general.
Yeah. Yep.
The Bible says that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that murder has been in his heart this whole time, that he's motivated by such things. And the very fact, Dave, that mankind, I don't care if you're a globalist or you're a believer, you're part of humanity, Satan hates us. And because of that, and folks, I didn't mean to take a right turn here to religion, but the fact is that he hates us, and ultimately his goal is to kill off all of humanity, to kill off or change God's creation.
Yes,
and
change.
So this is what we were saying. You talk about change. We were talking about the vaccine, and you just mentioned it a second ago. And I will tell you that and I don't even think you know this, Dave, but I have been dealing, audience, with COVID myself. I just went through my own little bout, not nearly as bad as Steve Quayle, Rustazdar, anybody else. But I got on ivermectin and I did all the things I needed to do. I'm feeling much better now, but I was sick. I was pretty sick for a couple of weeks. The point is that this is an attack on humanity, and that vaccine is designed to change your DNA. It's designed to change you from what you were created to be to something different. And so when, Dave, you tell me that your sources say that within that vaccine there's the implements to kill us or to make our immune system weaker. I am wholeheartedly behind it. I absolutely believe that because they absolutely want to kill us, my friend.
I think there's no question that that's the intent. You know, it's interesting. I have a friend named Vance Davis. He used to be in the NSA and he was attached to NATO. And in his training in the early 90s, and this is before transhumanism was even a term, he was taught that there was a war out in the cosmos. They didn't reference it biblically, but they describe Genesis 6 pretty accurately, and that the losers were cast to Earth, and that their intention was to change the human soul, but they couldn't figure out how to do it, so now they're trying to change the human being. And in 1993, when I met Vance, and we're still friends to this day, he told me that they're on a mission here to morph humanity. I mean, he was way ahead of his time. Transhumanism won't come in as a term until late in the 20th century.
Well, you know, this is a very interesting conversation, and you and I have interesting conversations all the time. But yeah. This particular part, now think back to Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah 43, where Satan says, Lucifer says, "I will be like the Most High." Right, this is the famous, you know, or infamous line he gives when he's trying to usurp God's position, and God clips his wings, you know, so to speak. So, but here's the point, right? That Satan, Lucifer, wants to recreate mankind in his image. Now he is a created being himself, so he can't create, but he certainly through technology can recreate. And you just touched on something that few people understand with this vaccine, that the vaccine itself changes who we are. It recreates us. And if you survive, and I mean that, audience, if you survive the vaccine, then you will be different than what you are. And so when you talk about your friend, I absolutely believe that is the case, that we are looking at the recreation of humanity, Dave.
Yeah, but I also think it is recreation, but I think it's recreation to establish vulnerability, increased vulnerability to being destroyed.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. If he can't kill us off, then he will change us. Yeah. In that, by the way, audience, in that video, Mega Drop, Mike Adams has a couple of segments, and because I wrote it, I was very careful to put Mike where he needed to go in the video, and he is point on when he is talking about the vaccine. But we need to understand what that vaccine is designed to do. And it is, Dave, it baffles me how people understand what this vaccine is. Well, it's not even a vaccine, but understand what the shot is, right? They don't know, well, they probably do know, but the frontline people, your doctors that are giving you the shots or the clinics that are giving you the shots, they don't know what the vaccine is supposed to do. And yet people are lining up to take that shot, although less people than they had hoped, from what I understand. But people are lining up to take that shot. And it is experimental at the best, Dave.
Mm-hmm. No,
it's crazy to me. Why would you shoot something like that in your arm when you know, we don't know what it's going to do to us? Because the government tells you to? That's crazy.
Yeah, I interviewed an RN last night who's facing termination because she won't take the vaccine. And one of her reasons, and I agree with her, I came to the same conclusion independently, is that the approval of the vaccine, so to speak, by the FDA was not an approval. It was simply an extension of the experimental process. And so you're right. We're putting experimental drugs into our bodies.
And well, that's only one version of the vaccine, too.
Yes,
that's not
right. That's right.
You know, that's the first version. That has nothing to do with the second booster or the third booster that they're talking about coming out now. I mean, it's crazy to me. Why would you put that in your system when first of all, we're not being told what it does. Secondly, those companies that made the vaccines are exempt from any legal issues that arise out of death or mutilation from it. And thirdly, it doesn't work, Dave. It's crazy to me. Why would you put that stuff in your system? I don't get it.
Because people are sheep and do what they're told.
Exactly. And they depend on that. The powers that be, the globalists, depend on us being of a herd mentality, that we will do what they tell us to. And audience, you know, one of the other things, Dave, that you and I talked about before we got on the air was the election and the investigation into the voter fraud in Arizona. And it was something you said after all that was done. You made the comment, nothing to say here, move on, folks. Meaning that this was the plan all along, and I absolutely believe this. This is the point. When they got the fix in for Biden, they were following their plan. They were following this deal. They couldn't have Trump in the mix. And you know, Dave, that I wasn't a big Trump fan anyway, but he was better than the other person, Hillary at the time, better than Biden, absolutely. But the point is that he couldn't be in the office for them to move on to the next level. And buddy, since Biden has got in the office, it's like they have kicked it in high gear. Am I crazy or what?
No, this is their opportunity to take us down by using the power of the executive branch.
And they are taking every opportunity to do that. We were talking about who is really running the country. Do we really think that I don't know how old Biden is. He's almost 90. I think he's like 84, 85. But do we really think that he is running the country? He can't even stay awake for you know, a G20 meeting. His aide's got to come wake him up.
Poopy Pants Joe is not in charge, that's for sure. I mean that in all sincerity when I say it. Poopy Pants Joe.
So who's really running the country? That's the question. And that's what we need to ask ourselves. Who's running the country?
Well, Obama, Susan Rice, and Deese.
I think those are some key players. And I mentioned to you the books that I wrote, the novel series that I wrote early on in my career. I wrote three novels, a trilogy, and there was a character in there that looked an awful lot like Obama. And I said in those books that he wasn't going anywhere. And you can get those on DanielHoldings.com, by the way, if you wanted to. But the point is that that is exactly what we're seeing right now, that Obama is actually running the show, or at least seriously influencing things that are going on right now behind the scenes. How do I know this? Because all the stuff, folks, that you're seeing in the news has his fingerprints all over it. When you see various protests the way we're seeing it, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, that is Obama and who's that guy, his mentor, the guy that I forget the name. The guy that
Bill Ayers.
Bill Ayers, but Sal.
Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals.
Yeah, Saul Alinsky, exactly. Bill Ayers and Saul Alinsky. This is their game plan, and Obama is just the guy that is making it happen. So when you see this Marxist attitude, I saw this study. I mean, Steve, it's stunning how quickly a country can change. I saw this study that talked about how Americans are now, 40% of Americans say that socialism is not so bad. Socialism, Dave. And you know, because you're a smart guy, that socialism is just soft communism, right? So what we are seeing is the country that I grew up in, and I'm nearly 60, changed virtually overnight to the point where people think socialism is not so bad. You know, Dave, it reminds me of what Khrushchev said in the 60s. He said, "We will bury you without firing a shot." And that's exactly what's happening.
Well, it is the old Soviet threat. That's true. I hadn't linked it into that. That is interesting. That's the approach they're taking, and destroy from within. Because we know, I'll give you an example of my work in the audit here in Maricopa County, and then across the state to some degree. What I discovered was most of the key figures that turn the audit to the fraudit are under the control of the Chinese or George Soros operations, and they're really one and the same for this purpose. And the other thing I see is huge cartel influence, which is a subset of the Chinese. So it's all here. Our politicians are bought and paid for, and the ones that are going along with the cover-up, with the ones that I can't pin down nefarious activities that would explain financially why they're doing what they're doing. There's always the element of this, Daniel, in an election that's rigged. If you're getting elected in a fake system, why change the system? You're benefiting from it.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, you know, here's the other thing, though, and I've said this for years, and I'm sorry, some of you are going to be mad at me. I can't help it. I'm just going to tell you what I think, and it's the truth. I've said for the longest time, Dave, that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are two wings of the same bird, that our system had been corrupted a long time ago, and we are only now beginning to understand how difficult it has been for that system to function without the influence of those players. Why do I say that? Well, there's an interesting speech that came out in 63, I think it was 64. It's by a guy, and you may or may not know him. His name was John F. Kennedy. Yeah, John F. Kennedy. He said, "We are faced with a vast conspiracy." And he goes on to explain in that famous speech the very same thing that you and I are talking about as far as the globalists go. This push or this effort by the globalists is only, Dave, their end game. And Kennedy was dealing with it way back in 63. So least we think that we have any control over this boat. All it takes is a very small rudder to turn a very large boat, a very large ship. That rudder, in this case, is that vast conspiracy that Kennedy talked about way back when. And both of the houses of Congress are part of that plan. The Chinese, the Russians, I don't care who you talk about, they have infiltrated our government a long time ago. And so what we are seeing, audience, is the end game. And Megadrought actually talks about the end game. It talks about what's coming. And that's why you need to be get that movie. But the point is that when we talk about the things that are happening, whether it be the vax or whether it be the economy or whether it be World War III, all of these things are part of that plan to take down America, because America, Dave, stands between them and a global governance or a one world government. And we cannot, should I say, they cannot let us stand in the way. So they'll do whatever they can to take us down, including fixing an election.
Well, they did that one pretty well. They just sat in the back and figured out, well, how many votes do we need? I mean, how obvious could it have been on election night when they stopped the election in the six key swing states? They just stopped it. They stopped counting because they had to figure out how much do we need to bring in illegal ballots. So it just, it, let me give you just one thing. You brought up the election, and I don't think this can be said too often. I talked to three election officials, and they talked to me about duplicate ballots being counted without the required, state-required, mandated original ballot. They have to be permanently affixed together. And I added up what they told me their totals were with the supervisory experience they were entitled to. And they said, when I added them up, I came to almost 20,000 votes that should not have been counted. And I said, who did these votes go to? And one person said, all the votes that I saw in this regard were for Biden. And the other two said the vast majority were for Biden. Well, Biden carried Arizona by allegedly by 11,000 votes. Right there, that ends the election. Just that one thing right there. Yet this is part of the evidence with these duplicate ballots that the supervisors will not relinquish. That's the criminal system. That's like the mafia.
Well, it is like the mafia, I guess. So why is this happening? See, this is the question that we need to ask ourselves. Is the election, okay, if you live in Arizona as you do, Dave, is the election an anomaly? Is it a one-timer? Is it a one-offer? Is it not part of a bigger plan? It wasn't just Arizona, though, audience. This is the thing that we need to understand. It was Pennsylvania, it was in Georgia, Minnesota, and I'm gonna forget some of them. But what
Wisconsin,
you're
yeah.
Wisconsin, what you're experiencing, Dave, in Arizona is the same thing that happened in those states. See, this is what I mean by a plan. There is no way that that could happen without the coordinated effort to bring down these other states that should have been carried red. And so when we see the overall effort and we see the outcome of that, and then we see what is going on right now with what the government is doing. And folks, if you don't understand that this government is out for you, you need to wake up. And I'd laugh because if I didn't laugh, I'd cry. I don't know what else to say. From everything from taxes to your guns to your life, your freedoms, they want to change or they want to terminate or they want to fix in their own way. Everything that we hold near and dear, folks, they are coming for. Is that an exaggeration, Dave?
No, it's right on the money. It's exactly what we know to be true. And I don't think there's ever going to be another fair election. I'm going to give you an example. The place I'm speaking at on Saturday is in Yavapai County. Yavapai County may very well be the most conservative county in the United States, not just Arizona, but the United States. Yet they have a county clerk and recorder who has already certified Dominion voting machines for use again over the people's wishes. And they also said that they'll accept late absentee ballots. And our governor, who does business with China, too many ways to go into for this broadcast, but he's not taking exception to this. And these people are beside themselves, and they want to recall this official, but they're thinking, well, we'll recall her, and she'll just use a corrupt election system to put herself back in place. So why vote? Why vote?
The fix is in. And audience, I would be remiss if I did not talk about the spiritual aspect of things. And okay, so some of you just rolled your eyes and said, oh, no, we're not going there. Folks, you cannot separate what is going on right now from the spiritual realm. You can't. And I mentioned it before. Satan said that I come, the word said that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that is exactly what we are seeing in the world today, not only in Arizona, not only in the United States, but in the world in general. And so when we talk about those things that are occurring on planet Earth today, the only way to stay sane is to look at them through a spiritual lens. Why do I say that? Because Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. When we look at the world and what is going on in the world today, and we could talk, I don't care what the issue is. We could talk about not only the election, but you talk about the communists. You talk about World War III. You talk about the collapse of the global economy. You could talk about the vaccine and the killing off mankind. If you talk about all those things, it doesn't matter. But when you look at them at the through the lens of the Holy Spirit or God, then things begin to look different. And folks, this is the point that at a time like this, when we look at all the crazy stuff that is going on in the world today, we could wring our hands and get frustrated and throw things at the television as we probably wanted to do on election night. But the fact is that ultimately God is in control, but not in control of the world. God is not in control of the world. Well, wait a minute, Daniel. What are you saying? That's crazy talk. You can't say that. What's the word I'm looking for, Dave? Heresy. That's heresy, right? No, that's Bible, right? If you look at the Bible, it says that Satan is the god of this world. It also says in Revelation, after Satan comes down to earth, that God says that he knows that Satan knows that his time is short. So he does all this stuff. Folks, that's the time that we're living in. You can't look at the stuff that is going on today and go, how in the world does this happen in the United States? How in the world, in the freest country in the world, does an election get stolen? Because Satan is in control. Crazy talk. I know, super religious. And, you know, some people just checked out. But the fact is, if that is true, then the other things in the Bible must be true also. When it says that Jesus can give us peace beyond our understanding, then that must also be true. And so how do we deal, Dave, with the stuff that is going on in the world today? We have to look at it through a spiritual lens. And when you do that, when you look at the craziness that is enveloping our world, and you do it from a spiritual lens or a biblical lens, then you begin to understand how things will play out. Now, I'm not the smartest knife in the drawer. I try to look at things from a biblical view or a biblical lens, and when I do that, I see the Bible all over.
Yeah, I agree. Prophecy is among us. There's no question about that. How close are we to the tribulation?
I think we're in the tribulation. I think we're there. And you know, you mentioned Steve Quayle, friend of ours. He said some pretty crazy stuff. At least people thought that it was crazy at the time he said it. One of the things that he said that the Lord told him was that when you see cannibalism in the news and volcanoes going off all over the world at the same time, know that the tribulation has started. And the interesting thing is, I don't know if you've been keeping up with this little story that gets no coverage in the news. Is despite the consequences of it, is the little island of La Palma in the Canary Islands, where El Cumbre Vieja is going, and I'm Hispanic, I can't even say it, where is going off, and the island cracker is split in half. If it splits in half and it falls into the ocean,
my God,
a tsunami generated, and you know, the East Coast is wiped out. So we have volcanoes in the news already, and then you have crazy stories that pop up once in a while about people eating people, like cannibalism. You know, Katy Perry says that cannibal meat is the best there is, and blah, blah, blah. But the point is that these things have already been hitting the news, and I think that is evidence that the fact that when you couple that with all the crazy stuff that's going on, that we are in fact in the tribulation. I think it's the beginning of tribulation. I think things are going to get way worse than what they are now. But the fact is that there's no better time to give your heart to the Lord and walk with Him than there is right now. Because, folks, I don't think that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. I think that the surveillance system with the vaccine will be the mark of the beast. Why do I say that? Well, now in Austria, now, Dave, what else started in Austria in the 20th century? Do you remember? Wait a minute, wasn't that the Nazi Party? Didn't Hitler come from Austria? Well, actually, it started in Germany, but Hitler came from Austria. And now in Austria, if you don't have that vaccine, then you can't buy or sell without being identified or having a mark, if you will. You can't travel without having
a mark,
if you will. And you know, all those people that are what do you call it, riding in Melbourne in New Zealand, they are facing this kind of attitude as well. Now, Australia, Canada, you know, close to home, we are seeing this surveillance mentality, this implementation of us versus them. So I don't think that the vaccine is the mark. I think what follows is the mark, and I promise you, at least I think anyway, that they will tie the new, and I think there will be a new digital currency. I think the dollar, so here are my pontifications, right? I think the dollar, the US dollar, will collapse. I think we will see a new world reserve currency, and that currency will be a digital medium, a digital currency. And that digital currency will be tied to this surveillance system with the vaccine. That's what I think. You think that's crazy?
No, I think you're right on the money. But I think that the vaccine, people look at the vaccine as an end result. It's not. The vaccine is an intermediary step to impugn our immune systems for the purpose of depopulation. And that's the ultimate goal. Yeah. And Satan, you said right here in the broadcast, and I agree with you, Satan comes to destroy and murder.
Yep, that's exactly right. And I, you know, I think we are seeing, so are we in the tribulation? I think we're at the beginning of the tribulation. I think we're going to see a lot worse than this. And I, again, audience, I'm not laughing because I'm happy about it. I'm laughing because if I didn't laugh, I'd cry. I don't know what else to say. We've been talking about these things for however long, and now they are all playing out on the world stage for everybody to see. And no longer is it what is coming. It is now what is here. And again, a lot of stuff we talk about in Megadrought, the annihilation of the human race accelerates. Folks, go to steepcrawl.com and get that movie. Because it's going to spell out a lot of stuff. Dave, you saw that movie. I mean, a lot of what we're talking about right now is in that movie. Is it too far-fetched to say that that movie is more prescient, more salient than ever before?
No, it's exactly right on the money. The movie, no movie, no one source can encapsulate all that's being done to us. But that movie gave it its best shot. There's a lot in there. There's an awful lot in there. We got to step aside just for a second for a break, and I just wanted to let people know that most durable food companies are struggling. Some are out of business. Some aren't meeting demand. We are at MPS. And never has there been a time where it's more important for you to store food. When hyperinflation hits, folks, you're not going to be buying anything. Game's over. In hyperinflation, I believe we're seeing the chest pains to the heart attack right now with regard to, well, All the financial issues we're having, it's deliberate as well too. So what we are encouraging you to do is buy as much storable food as you can for as long as you can. And the reason I say that is because if you don't, then you're going to be dependent upon the government. And do you want to trust a government that left 1,000 people behind in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So what do you get? Storable food, 25-year shelf life, restaurant quality food, tastes great, lots of diversity in the food. And there's a $100 savings on the 90-day emergency bug-out package. And you go, well, Dave, I don't know if I'm bugging out. No, I need more than 90 days. I know. You stack the orders. You can bug out if you need to, but you stack the orders so you keep getting the discount all the way through. And they're fine with that. The company knows that I'm telling you to do that. And they want you to be prepared. I want you to be prepared because I don't want you knocking on my darn door. So please, please heed the warning. And you know, you can buy the food from the stores as long as they go, but here's the problem. You'll buy what's in bulk, what's available, and what's cheap, and that won't necessarily mean a balanced diet, and that's what you'll get with the MPS package. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com to get the best in storable food. We're speaking with Daniel Holdings, and he's just produced a video documentary on behalf of Steve Quayle. And we're processing some of the things that were mentioned in there. And humanity is under attack. They're attacking the food supply. They're attacking the water supply. And the movie said something, Daniel, I want you to address. It said that these planned calamities are going to lead to unprecedented human migration. Can you address that?
Well, so within the movie, we bring on an expert that talks about the climate. And what comes out of this discussion is the fact that the powers that be, the globalists, are actually manipulating the weather. So the drought that we are seeing in the West, in the United States, and I don't care if it's raining right now, it doesn't matter. There's no snowpack in the mountains for the reservoirs to get full, the Colorado River to get full. You live in Arizona. You know how desperate people are for water in the area. A little bit of water in the Northwest isn't going to make a difference. The point is that they are manipulating the weather all over the world. And the expert in the movie, as far as this goes, is Dane Wigginton from geoengineering.org. Mm-hmm. And he makes this comment that once the powers that be, the globalists, are manipulating weather all over the world, which they are, and we show evidence to this, then no weather system, no weather across the world can be called natural. So when you begin to see floods in certain places or droughts in certain places, it is purposeful. It is manipulated. And we show evidence as to how that happens. The point is that in the West, for what do you call it? In answer to your question, in the West, what is happening is as these reservoirs dry up and people become thirsty and desperate. And folks, if you live out west, you know, if you're a farmer out west, you know how desperate things are getting, that this will lead to the greatest migration in search of fresh water in mankind's history, in America's history. And the interesting thing is that that's what the Lord told Steve Quayle years ago. He said that the search of fresh water will lead to the greatest migration in mankind's history. And we see the evidence now of that very thing happening. Dave, you live in Arizona, and I know that you in Arizona are dependent on the Colorado River. How bad is it, honestly, from your standpoint?
Oh, my gosh. How long do we have? We're in the final 10 minutes of the show. That is such a loaded question, Daniel. How bad is it? That's a really good question. Well, I think we look at the intentionality. This is all Satan-driven, and the intentionality is to destroy human life. And so that's how bad it can get potentially. We do know, though, that Jesus returns, and he says, if I didn't return, that there wouldn't be anybody left. And so I think that's the short answer to your question, is just to basically paraphrase what Jesus said about his second coming. How bad is it? Oh my gosh. Look at, I'm thinking of the line in the movie Network, where the mainstream media corruption was exposed by Peter Finch. What a great actor he was. And Peter was saying in his character, Howard Beale, he said, I know the air is not fit to be, the food's not fit to eat, the water's contaminated, and you just want to be left alone, hoping it'll change. He's right. But he did something I really appreciate. That's what you and I do. We're not leaving them alone. The people that want to engage in cognitive dissonance and ignore the threat to their very survival, the fate of their soul, these people need to be shaken into awakeness. And this is what I think you and I are trying to do.
Well, if you don't prepare for what's coming, as I said, physically or spiritually, then you're going to be lambasted by what's coming. There's no question. Or what is, I should say, what is here. Okay, here's a different issue, and a little change of track, but you made me remember this when you were talking about your sponsor for long-term food. You were talking about hyperinflation in that piece. This is the thing that we need to understand, folks, that you saw, and I used to be a financial guy years ago, so it's not like I don't know what I'm talking about. You are seeing inflation raise its ugly head like never before, at least like not in the last 30 years. We saw, it was seven something, I think, maybe nine something, I don't recall, in 1 month, inflation. If you go to the grocery store, and Dave, I hate to go to the grocery store now. I can't get out without spending $50 every time I go. It's crazy. But it is, folks, it is about to get way worse. Why do I say that? In the movie Mega Drive, we talk about hyperinflation. We talk about the collapse of the global economy. And we talk about why. Now, there is some, and again, that's what I mean about Mega Drive being so salient for right now. There is something in the news right now that many people do not know about or aren't paying attention to. It is the bankruptcy of the company Evergrande in China. Now, Evergrande is a real estate holder. They're a holding company, and they are the hugest, the biggest, the most megaest. I don't know if I can say any bigger than this, but they are huge, and they are one of these too big to fail companies that the United States would have coddled back in 2008. But they are bigger than that. They are bigger than Lehman's. They are bigger than probably. I'm trying to think of the companies that were in trouble back then. Bank of America, bigger than GM. They're bigger than all of them. And they have a reach all across the world. They may be a Chinese company, but their influence and that contagion is all over the world. And they were supposed to make a couple of massive, what do you call it, debt payments to the creditors last 2 3 weeks. And they put it off. They put it off. Is it going to fold? Is it going to fold? Is it going to collapse? Then supposedly the news came out that they made the payment, right? But there were some very persistent reporters that were following their movements, and they found that there was no evidence of the debt being paid, no evidence that the payment had happened. And so there was one payment that was supposed to happen, and then the very next week, because they put off that payment so long, they were supposed to pay another payment. There's evidence that that payment didn't happen either. In other words, when that happens, a company is bankrupt. They can't go any further. And so what you have, Dave, is China covering up the bankruptcy of one of the biggest companies in the world that has a reach all across the world. When that contagion gets out, my friends, oh, look out, because then the sky is falling. It's not out now. They're still hiding it as best they can. But little by little, you're going to have people go, wait a minute, we didn't get our money. Did you get your money? No, we didn't get our money. Did you get your money? No, we didn't get our money. The truth of this issue will come out, and oh, watch out then, because the sky will fall. I am telling you, it will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. It will start a contagion that will spread across the world. So, okay, so here's the caveat. Here's the what do you call it? The props for you for reporting on these issues. If you thought, audience, that there was never a time to get food, it would be like now. Because I can't go to the grocery store and spend less than $50. I was there yesterday, and I got like 6 or 7 things, $50. That's nothing. You go down to try to get a ribeye, it's twice the price it was last month. It's crazy what's going on. When this contagion gets out with Evergrande and it begins to set off this domino effect, you're going to wish that you listened to Dave Hodges and went to his sponsors to buy some food. Is that an exaggeration, Dave?
I don't know. It's depressing, Daniel. I hesitate here because it's depressing. Because the only salvation we have for a solution is to put our faith in Jesus and let him guide us through. There is no answer to your question. That's why I hesitated how to answer. I think there's things we can do, like live outside the system as much as possible, which is why, you know, we sell the gold, because we could reconstitute our economy again and you could be protected. Store the food so you're not subject to the whims of the dictator. And by the way, I got to get this in too. We also sell satellite phone service. And you need to stay in communication. And I'll just give you the number here real quick. 855-980-5830, 855-980-5830. These are things that we can do from a common sense perspective to enhance our chances for survival. But ultimately, it comes down to, you know, if you put your faith in Jesus, you repent, and you're on bended knee, he will not depart from you. And that, to me, is the only chance that we have.
Well, I know that the reality of the world that we live in can be depressing. And I deal with these issues myself. But, you know, when I talk about, and folks, again, you hear me talk about the Lord, and you may not think, oh, he's just being religious, or it's just a Bible thumper, or whatever the case may be. We are living in the most spiritual time in human history, the most supernatural time in human history. These things are playing out on the world stage as the Bible said they would play out. And that's also something else that comes out of Megadrive as well, and we talk about some of that. The point is that if that is true, if these things are happening as the Bible said, then the promises that the Bible gives us to walk in these days are also true. And that's what we need to understand.
Yeah, I know.
It's not just about bending your knee and asking the Lord into your heart. It's not. That's the beginning. It's about being filled with his Holy Spirit, about walking in his Holy Spirit, and about his peace, the peace of the Holy Spirit being inside of you during these days. And so when you see the reality of all of these things that are coming true, then we can walk in that peace and we don't have to be depressed. Do I get down? I get down. But
we all do.
I always remember the source. I always remember the source of my strength.
Daniel, I'm sorry, we're almost out of time. But I just want to say this to get this in. You did an excellent job on this documentary for Steve. And again, tell people quickly, like 10
Thank
seconds
you.
or less, how they get a hold of it.
SteveQuayle.com. Go there. It's Mega Drought. You can get Vimeo or the DVDs there.
Yeah, my friend, I share with you. Another thing I want to say too, the Lord has given us a beautiful planet. We need to partake in the beauty of it as well. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us. God bless you for coming on.
Thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure.
Take care.